بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers, all praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Pak in His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us steadfast on Iman, take us from this world with Iman, and raise us on the day of Qiyamah amongst His beloved and accepted ones. Allah Pak has sent us in this world for a very, very short time. In this time, we have to try to lead our lives in such a way that Allah Pak becomes happy with us. And may the last day of our life be the best day of our life. And the last amal of our life, the amal that is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to achieve this, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide us towards this way of life and towards the pleasure of Allah. The greatest achievement of a human is that he earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no higher achievement than this. Inshallah, when all of us will enter into Jannat, after a little while, Hazrat Maulana Qattani says that in Jannat there's no satiation. In this world, a person eats little, the best of food is brought, he says, I can't manage. Person gets tired, a person gets old. All the things of this world, there's a level of satiation. In Jannat, there isn't like that. A person will eat forever and ever. They'll never get full. He'll never get old. He'll never get sick. He'll never get tired. But after a certain time in Jannat, in the initial few thousand years, Allah knows how long it will be, Allah will bring about a certain level of satiation. And at that time, it will be asked of the people of Jannah, that, oh, the people of Jannah, are you happy? So inshallah, all of us will hear this announcement. Say, Allah, how can we be happy? Allah Pak, you gave us more than we could have ever asked for. More than we could have ever imagined. More than we could have ever desired. It's beyond. So then it will be told to us, inshallah, that today I will give you something that is better than all this. So we will not be able to understand what can be better than this. So at that time it will be told to us, inshallah, today I will grant you my pleasure and I will never be upset with you again. The ulama say when this announcement will be made, for that moment, momentarily, Jannat will lose its significance. Because the happiness of Allah is from the being of Allah. And Jannat is a creation of Allah. Can we imagine, brothers, that this announcement of Allah's happiness was given to Sahaba in this world? That Allah was happy with them. This is the goal of our life. This is the maqsad of our life. Maulana Ibrahim Sahab, when he started a talk this year in Raiwin, when we came in November, when maybe 80, 90 country shuras were present. When the ishtima was over, the first evening they made an announcement. They went to every room to call the people that a very important bayan will be given. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim will be addressing us. When we just sat down, Maulana started his bayan. He said, Tarika e kar ko bhi kabhi maqsad nahi samajna. Tarika e kar ko kabhi maqsad nahi samajna. The thing that you are involved in deen, in the effort of deen, in whichever way we are serving deen, that is not the goal of our life. The goal of our life is Allah. Through these things we're supposed to reach Allah. One year, satis were in Hajj, my dear brothers, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatulale. He used to take so many satis with him. So the elders, when in Hajj, they make figure amongst the different countries. So in the South African camp, Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab came. So he seen in that camp, there were many, many ulama who used to go with Haji Sahab. And satis were present. So after speaking for a few minutes,
He said, brothers,
for the past few days, I've been going to the Baitullah Sharif, close to the Baitullah, and I just wanted to hear, what is the Ummat asking from Allah? That after 70 years of tabligh in the whole world, has the du'as of the Ummat changed? Or they're still asking the same what they were always asking? That will, what they ask in du'a will give us a reflection of what is in their hearts. So has the change come internally? Haji Sahib was saying. So I see, I went there and I stood at Baitullah to hear the sat, what the people are asking. So he said, I was so happy that alhamdulillah the du'as are changing. There were ulama ikram asking for the guidance of the ummat, of their students, of their madrasa, on the tarbiyat of the ummat. They were asking Allah for this. He said, I heard Jamaat Sat is asking Allah, accept us for this work, accept us for the khidmat, to make effort in the whole world. The businessmen were asking for halal rizq. He said, it's a very big thing to earn halal rizq. He said two or three days, I can't remember. He said, I went continuously to hear what they want, what are they saying to this ummat, to Allah. He said, I heard this and it gave me some sort of tasalli. Lekin, I'll say it in Urdu as he said it, then try and translate it. He said, lekin ek absos ki baat hai. Ki ab hum Allah se apni cheeze bhi mangte hai, deen ki cheeze bhi mangte hai. Lekin Allah se Allah chane wale bahut kam hai. That from Allah I want Allah. Allah se Allah chane wale bahut kam hai. Which is the goal of our life, brothers. You'll see in the du'as of the elders, if you listen to their du'as. Mulana Ibrahim Sahib says this again and again. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, apne dawat be hamara nabi tha, aur apne du'a be hamara nabi tha. To learn from the dawat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So here our pious predecessors, my dear brothers, in every du'as of theirs, they used to say, E Allah, humko tera bana de aur tu hamara ban ja. This was the desire, the tamanna. Humko tera bana de aur tu hamara ban ja. So respected brothers, this has to be a ghalba on our heart. That through every amal of ours, we have to get close to Allah. The elders say, my dear brothers, even we going for gush, we're sitting, the sati say we have to meet this brother, he must get ready for 40 days, this. That is the takaza that is put on us, but that is not the purpose for which we are going. Because this effort is not for the person you're going to, it's for you. So what is the niyat? Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, we are going to meet the sati. But Allah, I'm out in your path. In this mulaqat, let me meet you. Through this mulaqat, Allah, let me meet you. The ulama, my dear brothers, in the hidayat talks which they give, they say that those who strive in the path of Allah, for them Allah is guaranteed hidayat. Because it's in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا till the end of the ayat. The person you're going to, whether he'll get hidayat or not, that's not in your hands. So if you making niyat for him, and it's not muqaddar at that time, you didn't make niyat for yourself, so you never got and he never got. So your first intention, Allah, I am going in the path of Allah. Through these mulaqats, Allah, draw me close to you. And respected brothers, our effort when we go in the Gush Bayan, it's mentioned that we are not going to reform the people. We are going for our own reformation. When we give the 6 points, what do we say? How do you learn iman? By giving dawat, by reading the kalima with concentration and understanding and making dua. So Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ramtulali explained what is meant by this. He said, we're going in the path of Allah. So we're going to meet some people in the morning, khususi mulaqat. So we come to a person and we give him dawat. And we tell him, brother, we want you to go in the path of Allah. There's a jamaat getting ready. So he says, you know what, brother? My mother is very sick. And I got this problem. And I got this. So what targhib will we give him? Allah is a giver of health and Allah is a giver of shifa. Only Allah can sort this thing out. So if you make an intention and you start giving sadaqah and you start making dua, Allah will give her shifa. Allah will make it easy for you. This is general. We went to another person, we gave him tarheeb. He said, brothers, during COVID for 3 years I never worked. I have a little situation. What tarheeb will give him? Allah is ghani. Allah is a controller of the treasures of the heavens and earth. Allah Pak will give you from his unseen treasures. You just make an intention. You read 2 rakat namaz, you give sadaqah, and you make dua, Allah will sort it out. This is the general dawat we are all giving, isn't it, brothers? So two sifats of Allah were mentioned, that Allah is the giver of shifa, and Allah is ghani. Allah controls the heavens and earth. Maulana said, after it, come back to the masjid. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi, come back to the masjid. Read 2 rakat namaz. After the 2 rakat namaz, the dawat you gave that person, you repeat the dawat to Allah. Oh Allah, I went to this person. He told me his mother is sick. Allah, I told him, you're the giver of shifa. Sickness is from you, Allah, and cure is from you. Allah, I went to that person. He told me he doesn't have money. He doesn't have this. Allah, I told him, you are ghani. You are controller of the heavens and earth. You are controller. Your treasures are unlimited. Allah, I told this person this. But what I told him, the yakin of that is not even in my heart. So I beg you, Allah, through imitating the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah put the reality of what I said to him in my own heart. So the heart, our heart is the target. Don't get overawed by takazas that you forget yourself. On this, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Rahmatullah alayhi used to say, aisa na ho, aisa na ho, to draw our attention, aisa na ho, puri jaan ki fikr apne jigar mein siwaye apna. That we worried about the whole of mankind, but I forgot myself. Tabligh is for this. Aisa na ho, puri jaan ki fikr apne jigar mein siwaye apna. One very senior alim was out in the path of Allah. He's finished 6 months in Pakistan. When he returned, my dear brothers, he sat with Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib. Haji Sahib asked him the first question. He said, Hazrat Maulana, bahut khushi hui. Aap hamare mulk mein, in our country, you spent 6 months. He said, Maulana, in all this effort you made, kitni namazein is 6 mahine mein aapne ehsan ki halat mein pari. They are guiding us. They are teaching us through this kar guzaris. One is a taluk with Allah through iman. Allah humko tera bana de, tu hamare banja. But this doesn't happen just like that. There are amal which were taught to us by our elders. And the first of those amal is salah. The iman of a man is judged in his namaz. What is his taluk ma Allah? So see what Haji Sahib asked him. How many namazes you read in a state of ihsan in the 6 months you spend in the path of Allah? Many jamaats return from Chilla in December. All of us ask ourselves, we don't have to give our names on this, internally, how many of us in the 40 days read namaz in a state of ihsan? How many times? Mufti Maulana Ubaidullah Rahmatullah used to say, ye nahi hai ke aap jamaat mein nikal gaya namaz khud ba khud theek ho jayegi, nahi hoga. Ye ek mustaqil mehnat hai. Jamaat mein nikal kar ek mustaqil mehnat hai ke apni namazon ko sahi karo. It's not automatic. I went in jamaat, mashallah, my namaz will come right. There's an effort in salah, in that when you in the path of Allah, that Allah Pak fix up my namaz. We have to ask Allah. But for it to get fixed up, we need the knowledge of deen. Maulana Ibrahim Sahib says, the first thing a Nabi is given is yakin and ilm. Without ilm, my dear brothers, then Maulana mentioned this time, in this November bayan that took place, my dear brothers, he said the shan of a Muslim, the hallmark of a Muslim, ke har amal ilm aur zikr ke saath ho jaye, hota hai, aur batil wale ghaflat aur jahalat se kaam karte hain. Hum apne kaam ko ghaflat aur jahalat se nahi karenge, hum ilm aur zikr ke saath karenge. Then Maulana explained what is the meaning of the dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And he said something like this, "Oh Mu'adh, I love you." Can you imagine, brothers? All of us are hoping. And Allah's Nabi is embracing him and telling him, "I love you." Then he tells him something like this, "Oh Mu'adh, when you return, you will not find me here. You will come make ziyarat of my qabr." Can you imagine the feeling after "I love you"? The attachment increases more. Now you're saying, "I'm sending you, and when you return, I won't be here." Then the parting advice after that, the ulama explain, what pabandi hold on to one dua. After every fard salah, "Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik." Maulana said, "Ye dua nahi hai. Ye dua nahi hai. Ye zindagi ki tartib batai. Ke aapke har amal mein ilm aur zikr hona chahiye. Warna bekar hoga." He showed a nuskha of life. So Maulana say what it means. Maulana Ibrahim Sahib say, he said, the ulama have written, "Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika." What is dhikrika? Not zikr. He said, every itaat is dhikr. So here the reference of dhikr is to sahih ilm. When amal is done with sahih ilm, it will become itaat. It will become dhikr. And when you will do an amal with correct ilm and correct focus, after that you will make shukr. "Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika." Maulana said, ye zindagi ka nuskha bataya. That this is how you must lead your life. It is not an amal to read after namaz for the sake of an amal. This is to remind you that after this namaz, till the next namaz, my life must be on ilm and dhikr. Iske bagher chara nahi hai. Life cannot be led in the obedience of Allah without ilm and dhikr. He said, ye do pahiye hai. A bicycle without wheels, what's the benefit of it? It's like you're revving in neutral. No matter what kind gearbox you got and what kind sound system or exhaust system, you're making a hell of a noise, but you're revving in neutral. The petrol is finished and you're still in the same place. Maulana was giving an example. Ye aisa hai, agar mehnat karna hai, bagher ilm aur zikr se. And then the protection of our amal is that we have to learn the beautiful ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring it in our life, our akhlaq. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib gave a small little talk, short, for satis who were going for umrah. He said, "Umrah mein jaane ka kya maqsad hai? Sirf do hai, toba aur hidayat." Now he explains, what toba must I make? "Allah, till today, I don't know how to think. I don't know how to talk. I don't know what to listen. I don't know what to desire." He said, istighfar alag hai aur toba alag hai. Istighfar is for coming in a good deed that you did. But toba is for the reformation of my life. So Maulana say, when you make complete toba and you come to Baytullah, which is a markaz of hidayat, there's a dua we're supposed to read when we came for Fajr. A masnoon dua. "Allahumma aj'alni fi qalbi nura wa fi sam'i nura wa fi basari nura wa an yamini an shimali," till the end of the. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib made reference to this dua. He said, this, what is nur? When you're asking Allah for nur, what is it? You're asking Allah for hidayat. Allah, teach me, give hidayat to my brain, give hidayat to my mouth, give hidayat to my ears, to my heart, to my hands, to my feet. So when you're moving in the markaz of hidayat, you're asking Allah, reform my way of thinking, Allah, reform my way of seeing, Allah, reform my mouth, Allah, reform my ears, Allah, reform my heart, reform my limbs, reform my organs, reform every part of me. One of the Mashaykh, my dear brothers of Tasawuf, what he says? He said, this dua, if you take it in another way, "Allah, baal baal ko khal khal ko katre katre mein tera itaat ka jazba paida farma. Baal baal mein khal khal mein katre katre mein tere pyare nabi ka muhabbat paida kar de." That in my every part of my existence, let it come in a itaat of Allah. So we have to still learn how to talk. "Allah, teach me how to talk. Allah, teach me how to interact. Allah, teach me how to look at people. The world at that time, they said the donkey of Khattab will become a Muslim, never his son. Allah's Nabi seen his istidat. We have to learn to think how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to think. We have to learn to talk. Everything we need to fix up of our life. That's why when we go in the path of Allah, if our focus comes there, we'll come back khokhla. We'll come back khokhla. And whatever we do for the pleasure of Allah, we don't want name, fame, nothing. Mawlana Umar Sahib used to say, there are many people here who have been sent to spy on us. We know them, we can see them. Go back and tell them why, what we want. We want to prepare our life under the ground and above the skies. And we don't want the governments of this country. We don't want to be the rulers. We want the rulers and the countries of the world to be with us in Jannat. That is our desire. Our desire is only akhirat, only the pleasure of Allah. We want nothing from this world through tabligh. We don't want position, we don't want money, we don't want to earn benefits. One day Maulana Suleiman Janjir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said in Nizamuddin, Bhai, dekho, yahan bahut log aate hai. Kuch log aate hai makbool hone ke liye, aur kuch log aate hai mashhoor banne ke liye. Aur Allah ke makhlooq mein shaitan bahut mashhoor hai. Aap shaitan ke chakkar mein mat bano, mat chak paro, ke tabliq ke zariye se main mashhoor ho jaunga. Makbool hone ki fikr mein ho jao. He said, many people come for 4 months here to become accepted slaves of Allah. And many people come here to become famous. In the creation of Allah, shaitan is very famous. Don't fall in a chakkar through tabligh, I want to become famous. Come in that chakkar, that through tabligh, I want to become makbul. I want to be Allah's slave. I want to be Allah's beloved. My dear brothers, we can't understand the maqam of Maulana Inamul Hasan and the elders who have passed. We'll never understand it. Is beyond, and we don't talk about the people who are living in our times. Our talk about Allah and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we get lessons from their lives. The last hajj of his life he made, the last day he was pelting the jamarat. When he pelted the first jamarat al-sughra, the small shaitan, my dear brothers, when he came on a side to make dua, he lifted his hands and he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya Allah, hum jaise ko bhi tere maqbool bande mein shamil farma. The desire to be amongst Allah's accepted slaves. That is our goal in life. That Allah must make us amongst His beloved accepted slaves. For this, brothers, it will come through effort. It is a system that when we will strive in the path of Allah, we will give up those things that are beloved to us. We will leave our homes and our children. Know that Maulana gave a karguzari. He said a man is selling chana. How much he must be earning a day in a cart selling chana? But he went 1 year in this country, 1 year in this country, 1 year. Today the satis are feeling shy. They don't want to take out their cars also. They don't want to use their cars. Can I jump in with you? Can I get a love with you? That talab, that desire, that my things must be spent for Allah. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came, till today, my dear brothers, the place is present. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib took Bhaipadia and few satis. When we in the Haram of Medina Sharif, the pillars from the house, there are 8 pillars if you count. On the top you'll see, is written Haza Hududul Masjid. That is the masjid of the original masjid boundary of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In front in the masjid, where the house of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, in line with that is a wall at the end, like a pinkish color wall. There's a door there, Haza Khutbat, I forgot the Arabic word, but this is the window of Abu Bakr. There were certain Sahaba who were given permission to have their houses there, not houses, rooms. Their houses where their families were outside, but they had rooms where they used to spend the day. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's window was directly in line with the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he used to be in his house, but he could see the movement in the masjid. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come to the masjid, immediately Abu Bakr was there. 3 months before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came outside and he told the Sahaba something like this: all of you who have your rooms here and the windows are facing the masjid, you must all make you close this up and put the windows outside. It should face the outside, not the masjid. Except Abu Bakr. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh Nabi of Allah, if you are giving permission to Abu Bakr, can you give me also? Then Allah's Nabi replied something like this, that this is not from me. That means this, Allah Pak told him this. So on that, my dear brothers, many important things were broken. But that window, they had to leave it. Because that was from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that this window should not be moved. So if you're coming from that window towards the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just outside that boundary, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was standing there when Abu Bakr came out of his house at the time of Tabuk. And he asked him something like this, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? He said, I have left Allah and His Rasul. They emptied their houses. So Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi said, when Maulana Said Khan Sahab took me for ziyarat there, I made intention in my heart, Allah accept me as you accepted Abu Bakr. He said, not 1 minute passed, a beggar came. He came directly to me. Bhai Padia is saying, he came directly to me. And he said, can you give me something in the name of Allah? So must I give him 1 rial or 10 rials? Then the thought came, what niyat you made? You want to be like Abu Bakr at this spot? Abu Bakr gave his everything. Now internally he said, between me and my nafs there's a battle. Then I closed my eyes and I put my hands in my pocket and I gave him whatever I had. Then he told Maulana Said Khan Sahab what happened. Maulana said, hamare andar niyat ki bhi istidat nahi hai, jaise sahaba ne kurbani kiya. This is empty. Bhai Padia is saying, this is emptying the pocket, not the house, and we don't have istidat. From this we learn, brothers, that we have to give our maximum. Use my car in the path of Allah. Use my family. My family must cook for the jamaat. We go in the path of Allah, we're pitting by people's house, people are taking us in their cars to spend our money, that I got my car. At the time when Ali radiallahu anhu came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask for the hand of Fatima radiallahu anha, he said, but I don't have anything. What have you got? He said, this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, sell this in a bazaar. This became the Mehre Fatimi. But the sword and the horse, he never sell. These are the requirements of this effort. A person today, my dear brothers, doing so many things. But he says, you know what, my car is not right. For years, the gearbox is not right. For years, the tires are not right. Why? Because I'm not ready to use my car in the path of Allah. It is against the shan of Allah and His Nabi to keep my things back. Amisab used to make a statement. That's why we couldn't understand it. Amisab say, mashallah, brother bought a very nice car to take his wife for a Sunday drive, to go for holidays in December. When will these cars be for Allah? When will we spend in this thing? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Through this effort, this 40 days and 4 months, ye tariqa hai kar hai, isko maqsad na banao. Asal hai mera sab kuch Allah ke liye. They asked Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi, what is the maqsad of the 6th point? He said, Allah ke har hukam pe jaan dene wala mein ban jao. And every command and need of deen, I must give my everything for Allah. Ye chhate number ka maqsad hai. Otherwise we'll stuck to this. I gave my chilla, I gave this, I gave. Jamaat came in a masjid, no nusrat. I gave my chilla already. Our lives have to be overtaken by this mubarak effort. The last thing I want to say. Maulana Idamul Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi, in 1995, there were some issues in Raiwin. He came on a minbar, which he never did. He never ever told Maulana Umar Saab to move and he came to sit. That day he did it. When he started the bayan, he said, ye kaam jo hum kar rahe, ye amar bil maruf aur nahi anil munkar nahi hai. Wo bare logo ka kaam hai, kamil logo ka kaam hai. This is for big people whose lives are accomplished. They can tell others what to do. Hamara to ek ajizana darkhast hai. Ours is a humble request. Ke Allah, jo hum keh rahe, hume aise bana de. Allah, what we are telling the people, Allah make us like that. So this is a humble effort in which we give targhib, so that what we are saying, Allah make us like that. So may Allah bring this beautiful sifats in us, that we die in a condition that Allah Pak is happy. Jazakallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.